A trade agreement embracing around half of the world's gross domestic product. That is the goal of ongoing negotiations over an almost seamless free trade zone that could be created between Europe and the United States. And the Czech Republic is enthusiastic about the vaunted gains that could result. Chris Johnson has the details.
For some, the triumph of free trade and a move that will give a significant impetus to the world economy. For others, a nightmare that will undercut environmental, consumer safety and labour standards and rights. The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP, is the biggest trade agreement now being negotiated. If successful, it would result in an almost seamless market between the United States and Europe. While customs duties have largely been tackled during previous trade deals, the main target of the current talks between Brussels and Washington are the thousands of different norms and standards which present formidable and often very expensive obstacles to shipping goods across the Atlantic. The negotiations were launched in July 2013 against a backdrop of stalled trade liberalisation moves through the World Trade Organization and amid pledges that it would be a win-win scenario for both the US and Europe. Petr Ježek is a member of the European Parliament for the ANO party and a former Czech diplomat closely involved in Czech-European policymaking. He takes a keen interest in trade policy developments and is chairman of the European Parliament delegation for relations with Japan. I put it to him that the Czech Republic is generally a cheerleader for the deal, in spite of the frequently voiced reservations from non-profit organisations.
Well, yes, it is. Generally, Czech Republic is favourable, and of course we cannot judge the agreement before the final shape is on the table, but according to all the analyses, it would be beneficial for the Czech economy, for the creating of jobs, and for consumers, obviously.
And can you put that in any figures? What, like how much GDP growth might result? Which sectors of the economy might benefit the...
Well, it of course depends to what extent the trade will be further liberalized, but analysis speak about GDP increase around 1 percentage point or even more. It could be up to 2. It really depends. But the link between the free trade and increase of GDP is obvious there.
And are there any particular sectors that might be benefit the most, do you think?
Oh, well, I think it could be the automotive industry and, well, perhaps machinery and food sector if negotiations are successful in that area.
The general idea of the negotiations, the general trend of the whole negotiations is to deal with non-tariff barriers. And in what way do you think these barriers be removed without affecting some European core values such as over the environment, over food standards, you know, welfare of animals, farm animals, etc. That there's a whole load of legislation that's come through in Europe over 30 years which has set sort of European norms and standards for things, and the US doesn't have the equivalent.
Yes, but I think that Europe doesn't want at all to compromise its standards which are related to safety of consumers and in area you mentioned, but there are wide range of issues and areas where you can move on when it comes to technical norms or other non-tariff barriers. So I think that it can be done and progress can be made.
And this sort of agreement will set a sort of standard for other trade agreements that are being talked about at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. It's also the benefit that Europe and the US can become a standard setters on the world scene. And of course, there are some other treaties, trade treaties being negotiated, like EU-Japan, Japan-US. And the idea is, of course, to try to revive the world economy by the network of such a treaties.
And the timing of all this, how quickly do you think this agreement with the US might be in place? I get the impression that the US is keener maybe to push ahead quicker than maybe make the European side.
Yeah, well, I would say that the timing is not that important as the result. So we here in the Czech Republic would be favoring a robust agreement which would deal with all possible issues, and it's to us more important than whether it would be the negotiation would be concluded 1 year earlier or some months earlier.
The overall view from the Czech government is that a small export-oriented country such as the Czech Republic has everything to gain from what would amount to an almost open access to the US market. Consider, for example, the massive market for public contracts, which are now almost virtually closed to European companies because of the inbuilt preference for US contractors built into the Buy America Act. Still, the US is not one of the Czech Republic's main trade partners. Czech-US two-way trade in goods is worth just under $7 billion a year. The Czechs run a substantial trade surplus with the US, amounting to around $2 billion a year. The Ministry of Trade and Industry highlights other sectors where Czechs could prosper, such as biotechnology, power plants and energy infrastructure, transport infrastructure such as trams, and aerospace and defence sectors. But to put US trade relations in context, the US is still only the Czech Republic's 13th most important trade partner, way behind China and Russia and most European large countries. The trade deal is also regarded as a strategic anchor that would help maintain US interest in Europe, which is generally perceived to be waning as Asia and other parts of the world take precedence. For those taking a more sceptical view of the trade deal, there are other worries as well. One of the biggest is that many energy-intensive European sectors, such as steelmaking, chemicals, and even carmaking, will be hard-pressed just now to hold their own against US competitors. According to some figures, electricity prices for industrial users in some parts of Europe are at best around twice as high as in the States, and sometimes around five times higher. Let's look at the car industry, for instance. The Czech Republic's most significant export earner and also one of Europe's biggest export successes, with on average one in every five cars produced in Europe exported abroad. The US counts for just under a quarter of those European car exports in terms of the overall value of the exports, with many high-priced models selling well in the States. Cars alone account for around 10% of total EU exports to the US. In terms of conventional customs duties, the current market is tilted in favour of European car exports to the States rather than the other way around. Customs duties on imports of US cars into Europe stand at 10%, while US duties on European cars are just 2.5%. Even so, Europe's car industry lobby ASEA expects that it could increase exports of cars and car parks to the US by just under 150% in 10 years from 27, if all existing customs duties and a quarter of the non-tariff barriers come down. Another controversial facet of the proposed trade deal would be the ability of foreign companies to sue national states if they feel their investment prospects have been damaged or they have been discriminated against in some way. Many in Europe are worried that this could provide a platform for the more litigious US corporations to launch a raft of legal challenges and court proceedings against national governments. In the past, the Czech Republic has often and expensively been on the wrong end of such international arbitration proceedings. More of the same would not be a happy scenario.